Atomic Habits by James Clear. The one-sentence summary. You can build good habits and break bad ones with hundreds of small decisions. What the book says. People think that when you want to change your life, you need to think big. In fact, it comes from the compound effect of hundreds of minuscule changes, which the author calls atomic habits. Tiny changes that are easy to do that build into something much bigger. If you can get 1% better each day, you'll end up with results 37% better after 1 year. We expect success to be linear, but results are delayed, so instead you face a valley of disappointment first. Goals are not as effective as systems, for 4 reasons. 1. Winners and losers have the same goals. 2. Achieving a goal is only a momentary change. 3. Goals restrict your happiness. And 4. Goals are at odds with long-term progress. You do not rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems. Changing habits is challenging because 1. We try to change the wrong thing, and 2. We try to change our habits in the wrong way. Identity-based habits are the most powerful because they focus on who you wish to become. Progress requires unlearning. The word identity comes from the Latin essentitas, that's being, and identidem, which means repeatedly, literally your repeated beingness. All habits proceed through 4 stages. 1. Cue, 2. Craving, 3. Response, and 4. Reward. How to create a good habit? First make it obvious, then make it attractive, then make it easy, then make it satisfying. Equally, how to break a bad habit? Make it invisible, then unattractive, then difficult, and then unsatisfying. Keeping a habit scorecard and stating an implementation intention is powerful. I will state your behaviour, at state your time, in location. And when you do that, you link the behaviour to a specific time to a specific location. Equally, what you're saying is, when situation X arises, I will perform response Y. Habit stacking reinforces a habit by linking it to an old one. After current habit, I will new habit. Bad habits are autocatalytic. The process feeds itself, and not in a good way. Self-control is a short-term strategy. A disciplined environment is much more long-term. Temptation bundling works by linking an action you want to do with an action you need to do. We tend to adopt the habits of 3 groups. The close, that's family and friends, the many, tribe, and the powerful, those with status and privilege.